For the next 2 months, Walker tried convincing himself he could quit any time. I thought, if I want to give it up, I'll just give it up, he says. But by then I was hooked on it just like everyone else. In early March, Walker went to a hospital emergency room near campus, complaining of chest pain, fever, and vomiting. Doctors told him he had the flu and prescribed antibiotics and steroids. 11 days later, he says, my chest hurt so bad I couldn't even see straight. He somehow managed to drive himself 200 miles from his Boca Raton campus to his parents' home in Orlando. I'd never seen anyone so sick in all my life, says his father, Dave, who is 56, who rushed his son to a nearby urgent care clinic. Doctors immediately sent them to a hospital where x-rays revealed that Walker had what looked like pneumonia in his left lung. No one asked me if I vaped, says Walker, who had admitted to the ICU. They just asked me if I smoked, and I told them I didn't. Says his dad, I just kept asking myself, how does a healthy kid get this sick? Within days, Walker was put on a respirator and later airlifted to another hospital where doctors heavily sedated him, then hooked him up to an ECMO machine, which pumps and oxygenates blood outside the body, allowing his lungs and heart to rest. He was dying, says his mom, Candy, who's 49, who works as a critical care nurse. It took 7 days for doctors to confirm that Walker's infection was caused by the adenovirus, a common strain that's prevalent in college dorms and usually leads to mild illnesses such as coughs, colds, and diarrhea. But they were at a loss to explain how the virus had nearly killed an otherwise strong and healthy college student. The answer became clear in mid-April after Dave went to clean out Walker's dorm room and was horrified by what he found. I opened up his desk drawer and it was filled with jewel pods, says Dave, an insurance broker. Doctors soon put two and two together. Most likely, says Dr. Hunley, it was the vaping that contributed to his respiratory collapse, which contributed to a proliferation of the adenovirus. By the time Walker finally left the hospital in July, he'd lost 80 pounds and his left lung and both kidneys had been destroyed. In August, two FDA investigators showed up at the family's home asking where Walker had purchased his pods. I said I'm glad to see you here, says a still furious Candy, but where the heck were you 4 years ago when you approved these stupid things? For now, the McKnights, who are suing Jewel for their son's injuries, are focused on getting Walker strong enough to endure having his left lung removed and the kidney transplants doctors say he now needs to survive. These days, his life revolves around dialysis sessions 3 times a week, physical therapy 2x a week, regular doctor's appointments, and naps 2x daily. This is something I used to think only happened in the movies, admits Walker, who only recently began driving himself to medical appointments and occasionally seeing friends who he admits are shaken by his ordeal. Meanwhile, Candy says she fights the urge to share her family's nightmare every time she sees someone vaping. I just want to grab my phone and show them a picture of Walker in the hospital and say, do you understand that you could end up like this one day?